Welcome to IELTS Press. In this IELTS listening practice test, you will hear a conversation between Alex and Jessica. They're engaged in a discussion about buying a new home. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Listen carefully and answer the questions as you listen because you will not hear the recording a second time. Are you ready? Let's begin.
You know, Jessica, I've been thinking a lot about buying a new home lately. It's such a big decision.
I completely understand, Alex. Purchasing a home is a major milestone, and it comes with a lot of considerations.
Indeed. I've been looking at different areas, trying to decide whether the suburbs or city living is the right fit for me.
That's a crucial decision. Both options have their pros and cons. Have you thought about your budget?
I have. I've been saving for a while, and I've already been pre-approved for a mortgage. So, I have a reasonable budget to work with.
That's a great start, Alex. A clear budget helps you narrow down your options and focus on homes that match your financial situation.
Exactly. But I'm also considering what I need in a home. I work from home. So I definitely need a home office and at least 2 bedrooms.
Practical choices. And what about the neighborhood? Are factors like schools, public transportation, and nearby amenities important to you?
Yes, they are. I'd prefer a neighborhood with good schools, easy access to public transportation, and nearby grocery stores and parks. It's essential for daily convenience.
It sounds like you have a clear idea of your requirements. Have you considered the type of property you prefer, like a single-family home, a condo, or a townhouse?
I'm leaning towards a townhouse. I like the idea of having more space and not worrying about exterior maintenance. But I heard there might be homeowners association fees for maintenance.
That's correct, Alex. Townhouses often have HOA fees to cover common area maintenance. It's important to factor that into your budget.
Thanks, Jessica. It's great to have a friend like you who can provide insights. But I'm also thinking long term. I hope to make this a permanent move.
Planning for the long term is wise. You want a home that can accommodate your future needs, not just your current ones.
I was also considering working with a real estate agent. I've heard they can help with negotiations and provide valuable guidance.
Hiring a real estate agent is a smart move, Alex. They have the expertise to navigate the market and can be invaluable in helping you find the right property.
I'll definitely consider that. So, speaking of the current market, Jessica, is it a buyer's or a seller's market in the area?
Right now, it's more of a seller's market. There's a high demand for homes, and inventory is limited. That can make the buying process competitive.
I've heard stories about bidding wars in seller's markets. Are there still opportunities to find a good deal?
It can be challenging, but there are still opportunities. Your real estate agent will help you identify potential deals and negotiate effectively.
I appreciate your guidance, Jessica. This is a significant decision, and I want to make the right choice for my future.
I'm here to help, Alex. Buying a home is a big step, and it's crucial to make well-informed decisions.
With your advice and support, I'm sure I'll find the perfect home for my family. Thanks for being there, Jessica.
You've got this, Alex. Best of luck on your home buying journey. If you have more questions along the way, don't hesitate to ask.
Jessica, I've been doing some research on the current real estate market and have come across terms like buyer's market and seller's market. Can you explain what these mean?
Of course, Alex. In a buyer's market, there are more homes for sale than there are buyers. This means that buyers have the upper hand, and there's less competition for properties. Sellers may be more willing to negotiate on price, and you might find better deals.
That sounds advantageous for buyers. But what about a seller's market?
In a seller's market, the situation is reversed. There are more buyers looking for homes than there are available properties. This creates competition among buyers, and it's not uncommon to see bidding wars. Sellers have the advantage and can often sell their properties at or above the asking price.
So, if I understand correctly, in a buyer's market, I might have more room for negotiation and potentially find a better deal. But in a seller's market, I might face more competition, and it could be harder to get a good deal. Is that right?
That's a good summary, Alex. The current state of the real estate market can significantly influence your home buying experience. It's essential to be aware of the market conditions in your desired area when making a decision.
I want to be well prepared and make the right choices. Thanks for explaining that, Jessica.
You're welcome, Alex. Knowledge is power when it comes to real estate. It's great to see you taking the time to research and understand the process.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. You will now hear the rest of the conversation.
I've been learning a lot from our conversation today. It's so helpful to discuss these matters with someone who has experience and knowledge.
I'm glad I could assist, Alex. Buying a home is a significant step, and it's crucial to have a clear understanding of the factors involved.
Speaking of factors, what do you think about the current interest rates?
I've heard they play a vital role in home buying.
You're absolutely right, Alex. Interest rates can have a substantial impact on your home purchase. They determine how much you'll pay in interest over the life of your mortgage. Currently, interest rates are relatively low, which is favorable for buyers. It means you can secure a mortgage with a lower interest rate, potentially saving you money over time.
That's great news. Lower interest rates mean more affordable mortgages. But do you think they'll stay low for a while?
Interest rates are influenced by various economic factors, and they can fluctuate. While they are currently low, it's challenging to predict how long they will remain at these levels. Many experts believe they will stay relatively low in the near term, but it's always a good idea to keep an eye on economic trends and consult with a financial advisor.
I'll definitely keep an eye on that. It's crucial to lock in a favorable interest rate for my mortgage.
Absolutely, Alex. Lower interest rates can make a significant difference in your monthly mortgage payments and the overall cost of your home.
I've also been wondering about the steps involved in the home buying process. Can you give me a general idea of what to expect?
Of course, Alex. The home buying process typically involves several key steps. First, you'll need to get pre-approved for a mortgage to determine your budget. Then, you'll start searching for properties that match your criteria. Once you find a suitable home, you'll make an offer and negotiate with the seller. If your offer is accepted, you'll move forward with inspections and appraisals to ensure the property is in good condition and valued correctly.
That's a helpful overview, Jessica. What happens after the inspections and appraisals?
After inspections and appraisals, you'll work on securing your mortgage. You'll need to provide the necessary financial documents to your lender. Once your mortgage is approved, you'll set a closing date and go through the final paperwork, including signing the contract and transferring funds. On the closing day, you'll receive the keys to your new home.
It's a more detailed process than I initially thought. Having a clear roadmap helps me understand what to expect.
It can be complex, but with the right guidance and preparation, it becomes manageable. Don't hesitate to reach out to a real estate agent or a mortgage advisor when you're ready to start the process.
I'll definitely consider that, Jessica. Your insights have been invaluable. I want to ensure I make the best decisions throughout this journey.
I'm confident that you'll make informed choices, Alex. Remember that your new home is a significant investment, and it's essential to approach it with care and diligence.
Thanks, Jessica. I'm feeling more prepared and motivated to take the next steps in this exciting journey.
I'm here to support you, Alex. Feel free to reach out whenever you have more questions or need advice along the way.
That is the end of the recording. You now have a minute to review your answers.